Wonderful to be back together with the Men's Afternoon Kollel. As always, a thank you to the Froelich Financial Group and all of our sponsors who have enabled us to be able to learn together so proudly four afternoons a week. The Boker Tzion Synagogue, Dr. Yitzchak Belzon, Beis Medrash, Men's Afternoon Kollel. I want to cover a topic in the couple weeks we have until Pesach. I don't believe we've looked at before. It's a fundamental topic about Pesach. It's been spoken about, written about a lot, but I'd like to offer maybe a new perspective or organize it in a different kind of way. And that is the question of the mitzvah to eat matzah all Pesach. Is it a mitzvah to eat matzah the entire week? Or is the mitzvah to eat matzah only the first night, the opening night? What is the relationship to matzah for the remainder of Pesach? And I share a contrast between Sukkot and Pesach. On the one hand, when it comes to Sukkot, we all associate sitting in the sukkah the entire length of the holiday of Sukkot, even though the mitzvah specifically might be to eat a kezias in the sukkah the first night. Whereas when it comes to Pesach, we think about matzah as connected with the Seder, and a person who doesn't like matzah, person who doesn't easily digest matzah, need not eat matzah, leave aside the Lech and Mishnah component, but need not eat matzah the rest. So is there a fundamental difference? What is our relationship with matzah beyond the first night, or here in Chutz La'aretz, the first two nights of Pesach? So it begins with two psukim in Sefer Shemos, just a few psukim apart from one another. The pasuk says in Shemos Yud Beis, Shivas yomim matzos tochelu, ach bayom arishon tashbisu seor mi batechem, ki kol ochel chametz v'nechrasa hanefesh ahi mi Yisrael, mi yom arishon ad yom ashvi'i. 7 days we don't eat chametz, unleavened bread. Rather, on the very first day, remove leaven from your house. Shivas yomim matzos tochelu, we eat matzah. On the first day, we remove the leaven from our houses. Kol ha'ochel chametz, whoever eats leavened bread from the first day to the seventh will be cut off from the Jewish people. So if I asked you this pasuk alone, what does this pasuk indicate? How long should you eat matzah? Shivas yamim matzos tochelu. It's not a trick question. Simply look at the pasuk, literally. Shivas yamim, 7 days, matzos tochelu. Matzos you shall eat. So how long should you eat matzah? 7 days. 7 days. Why seven? Talking about in Eretz Yisrael, in the land of Israel. Of course, today we have Sveika Dioma, Minag HaBasein of Yadena. We observe in Chutz La'aretz as if we are unsure of the calendar, and therefore we keep a second day of Yom Tov, both the beginning and the end of Yom Tov. So we go 8 days without eating chametz, 8 days of potentially eating matzah. So again, this is geared. Torah is written for those in Eretz Yisrael. Shivas Yomim Matzos Tochelu, 7 days. However, if you look just a few psukim later, Torah tells us, Barishon be'arba asar lachodesh bo'erev tochlu matzos. In the first month, namely Nisan, on the 14th day of the month, bo'erev in the evening, tochlu matzos, eat matzah. Ad yom echad ve'esrim lachodesh bo'erev. So when does one need to eat matzah? It sounds like bo'erev tochlu matzos. That first night, on the opening night of Pesach, that first night, that's when there is the mitzvah to eat. So which is it? Is it Shivas yamim matzos tochelu, 7 days? Or Ba'erev Tochlu Matzos, on that evening, on that night. We are not the first to be bothered by this question. The Gemara Psachim on Daf Kuf Chaf is bothered. Daf Yomi is not yet up to this, but shortly. And the Gemara Psachim wonders, Tanya Kavasei Derava, Sheshes Yamin Tochlu Matzos, Uviyam Mashvi Atzeres Lashem Elokecha, Mashvi'i Rishus, Av Sheshes Yamin Rishus, 6 days, eat matzah the seventh day, we end atzeres lashem lokecha. Just like the 7 days are reshus, all 6 days are reshus. My time, havidavar shaya b'chlal v'yatza min achlal, alamed, lo lalamed al atzma yatza, el alamed al klal kula yatza. Yochol af layla harishon reshus, tamad lomar al matzos umirorum yochluhu. So the Gemara seems to say also a contradiction, including another pasuk, al matzos merorim yochlu, the korban Pesach has eaten in conjunction with matzah and maror, also suggesting that matzah is eaten only that first night, only together with the korban Pesach. So the Gemara's conclusion is that what? The first night is a chova. Ain't the bezmanche bez mikdash kaim. Bezmanche bez mikdash kaim, minayin tamalom of erev tochlu matzos, akosim ka'u chova. So the Gemara's conclusion is, the first night matzah is chova. Whether you're in the mood, not in the mood. Hungry for matzah, not hungry for matzah. Enjoy matzah, don't enjoy matzah. Either way, that first night, you have a mitzvah to eat matzah. However, we will define halachically eating, in terms of the measure, the time span, the posture. However we define eating, the mitzvah to eat matzah applies the first night. Subsequently, for the remainder of the holiday, it's not a chova, it's not an obligation, not a mitzvah. Rather, it is what? It is a rishus. Rav Schechter, or before we get to that, the Vilna Gaon understands. The Vilna Gaon, the Gra, Source number four in his Maisa Rav, a collection of the practices of the Vilna Gaon. It says the following, Kuf Pehei, Shivas Yamim Tochal Matzos, Kol Shiva Mitzvah. 7 days you should eat matzos. What does the Pasuk mean? Not like the Gemara's conclusion, the first night is a chov, is an obligation, the remainder is optional. But Kol Shiva Mitzvah, there is a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days. Aye, why does the Gemara then call it a rishus? Eina kori lo rishus, ela legabe laila rishona, shi chova. In contrast to the first night, it's called the Rishus. But that doesn't mean that the remainder of Pesach, it is not also a mitzvah. Mitzvah legabe chova, Rishus kari la. Afa pikein, mitzvah de oraisahu. So the Gra has, this opinion we'll see momentarily, was not initiated by the Vilna Gaon. There were many who preceded it, many Rishonim, who also believed that eating matzah all of Pesach is a mitzvah, but we associate, just like the Sefer Torah Shebehechel has mazel, which Torah gets used has mazel, so too, to whom we attribute an opinion has mazel, we attribute this opinion to the Vilna Gaon, but he was not the first or the last to have it. Maybe he's the most famous, and therefore we consider this the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. So what is the opinion of the Vilna Gaon? That I have a mitzvah to eat matzah the first night, or here outside the land of Israel, both of the first two nights, I have a mitzvah to eat matzah at the Seder. But if I eat matzah after, I also get a mitzvah. It's a reshus in the sense that I'm not obligated, but it's what we would call a mitzvah kiyumis. For the Vilna Gaon, matzah, the remainder of Pesach, is not an obligation. If I'm not in the mood, I don't have to eat it. But if I do choose to eat it, in my eating it, I get a mitzvah. Not only do I get a mitzvah, I get a mitzvah d'oraisa. I happen to be one of those very peculiar, strange, unusual individuals who enjoys shemur matzah. As recently as this past Shabbos, 48 hours ago, I am still eating shatzar matzah from last year, Pesach. Which of course led the question, why did I need to buy new matzah for this coming Pesach if I still have a box and a half left from last Pesach? And if it was good enough to still eat last Shabbos, why isn't it not good enough to eat 2.5 weeks from now? These are all Meir Dikakashas. I don't have an answer. But I am one of the strange people. I enjoy Shmura matzah all year round. I of course can't eat it once Rosh Chodesh Nisan. I subscribe to the Minog. The din is not to eat it Erev Pesach. But I subscribe to the Minog not to eat matzah as of Rosh Chodesh, the whole month of Nisan, so we'll not be eating matzah shortly, but still ate matzah. So I enjoy matzah. When I ate matzah for the last year, for the last 11 months, there was no mitzvah. I ate it. I enjoyed it. Goes really nicely with Shabbos dips, but there's no mitzvah. What the Vilna Gaon says is, on Pesach when I eat matzah after the Seder, it's categorically different. I'm not obligated, but when I eat it, I fulfill a mitzvah d'oraisa. V'chein pershe yom tov ein tzarech os, Pesach b'matzah, sukkah b'sukkah, v'od kama rayos. We'll see in a moment the evidence the Gra brings that matzah is a mitzvah for the duration of Pesach, though not an obligatory mitzvah, a mitzvah kiyumis, a mitzvah I fulfill. V'yemachavev ma'od mitzvah achilas matzah koshiva. Because this was the Gra's opinion, again, not the first, but the Gra endorsed, embraced this opinion, the Gra had a tremendous affection for the mitzvah of eating matzah all week. Uv'yom tov achronei ochal sudah shlishis. And the Gra did something that he did not do any other yomtiv. We know on Shabbos, the word lechem appears, yom appears three times, so we have three meals on a given Shabbos, Friday night, Shabbos day, and Shalosh Shudas. This year, the mitzvah of Shalosh Shudas, this is one of those unusual years. Because Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, offering an enormous dilemma and conundrum, how to fulfill Shalosh Shudas. Shalosh Shudas will be spoken about more this year than all of the years since the last Erev Pesach Shchalios B'Shabbos combined. That's when we talk about Shalosh Shudas. People who neglect Shalosh Shudas all year and for several years, all of a sudden this year, they wake up because it's difficult how one can fulfill Shalosh Shudas. Why? Because what are you going to do? It's preferable to have three meals, the third meal to take place after midday. It's preferable for the third meal to take place after the time of Mincha. But you can't eat chametz then. You also can't eat matzah then. So what do you eat? So Moshe says, you eat the three meals all before the ending time of chametz, and you could eat matzah, shiri, you could eat egg matzah. Others suggest you could eat matzah, which is mavushal. Ravon Soloveitchik had a practice, quoted from others, to fry matzah, and since that matzah you couldn't fulfill the mitzvah matzah with, then it will qualify for eating on Erev Pesach. and that you could eat even after the last time for chametz. All kinds of suggestions. Maybe you could fulfill shalosh shittos by eating fruit or fish. Maybe Mordechai says you could even fulfill shalosh shittos bedivrei Torah, something people extrapolate and rely on the entire year long, especially in short winter weeks in which chacham ena barosho, unless you've planned accordingly, if you gorged and overate at lunch, it's almost impossible to have any appetite to eat shalosh shittos. People rely on that Mordechai and eat and enjoy a Dvar Torah, delicious Dvar Torah as their shalosh shittos. So in any case, normally shalosh shittos is something only associated with Shabbos. Whoever heard of shalosh shittos on Yontif? Gemara doesn't apply it. The Pasuk doesn't apply it to Yontif. The Vilna Gaon says Pesach is the exception. Why? Because he loved matzah. And why did he love matzah? Because for the Vilna Gaon, there was a mitzvah to eat matzah all Pesach. So when Pesach was disappearing, when the countdown to Pesach ending in affection and love of the matzah, the Gura would have a shalosh shittos with the matzah. And then immediately when Pesach ended, the Gura was makbid, he was strict to eat chametz. The Gra would have rejected my practice. The Gra said the very matzah that you fulfill the mitzvah with on Pesach, don't eat after Pesach. Why? Because then it's like you're enjoying the matzah. The matzah is just a cracker. How do you show that you enjoy and love the matzah as a mitzvah on Pesach? By not eating it other than on Pesach. But when you eat it as a cracker after Pesach, then you're not eating it out of the love for the mitzvah, you're eating it after the love for your boich. So the Gra loved matzah on Pesach, thought it was a mitzvah to eat it all Pesach, had shalosh shittos on the last day of Pesach. But immediately when Pesach was over after Havdalah Motzei Pesach, he had a mamuna. I'm not saying he actually had that, but he ate chametz. He ate chametz in order to show that the time of the mitzvah of matzah is over, and now we're back to chametz. So what we've seen is that the Gemara said, the first night, you're obligated to eat matzah. Subsequently, it's a rishus, no obligation. Most interpret no obligation to mean no mitzvah. If I eat matzah the first two nights in Chutz La'aretz, I get a mitzvah of matzah. If I eat matzah the rest of Pesach, I love matzah, I wash every meal, I enjoy shmearing butter, I enjoy shmearing cream cheese. If I eat gebruchs, I enjoy matzah pizza, matzah brai. If I eat matzah all the rest of Pesach, the simple understanding of the Gemara is, es gezunt to eat. You can't have bread, but you're not getting any mitzvah by eating that matzah. Comes along the Gra and he says, yes, you are getting a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah kiyumis, not a mitzvah chiyuvis. You're not obligated like you are the night of the Seder, but you still get a mitzvah kiyumis. You still fulfill a mitzvah in eating that matzah. That is the opinion of the Gra. And as we said, momentarily we'll see the opinion of many who come even before. But before, Rav Shechter, Bnei Harav, he points out that this notion, the institution of what we call a mitzvah kiyumis, that the Gra is relating to matzah, is not unique to matzah. We have this institution or this concept of a mitzvah kiyumis, of a mitzvah that we fulfill, we have it in other contexts. Matzina b'shem agro le'nyin achilas matzah b'shar yimos ha-pesach, she'a mitzvah kiyumisi. He quotes that we find from the Gra that we have this mitzvah kiyumis when it comes to eating matzah the rest of Pesach. If you look at the Netziv in his Amek Davar at the end of Parshas Bechukosai, Linyan Nesinas Meiser Behema LeKohanim. We have an obligation to tithe animals to a Kohen. So let me ask you: Does a farmer have a mitzvah to own animals so he can take Meiser Behema? Does a farmer have a mitzvah to have animals? Or if a farmer has animals, then they have to take Meiser Behema, tithe them. It's not obligatory, it is a mitzvah which is not voluntary, but when you do the act, you've done a mitzvah. The same is true with a certain type of trumas and maisros, i.e. trumas and maisros from fruits. If you take trumas and maisros from that which has been harvested, fruits that have been harvested, there may not be an obligatory mitzvah, but there is a fulfilling mitzvah when you do it. The opinion of the Ravid, this is a big machlokas, Rashi and Sukkah, others elsewhere, but here the opinion of the Ravid is trumas and maisros, tithes on produce, other than dagon tirosh v'yitzar, or is not d'oraisa, is only d'rabanan, mikom makom im hifrish mishar minim shaper chalaf rosh oso af min haTorah. It's a big chiddush of the Ravid, that even though you're not obligated on meiser, on on vegetables, but if you took Maaser on vegetables, there's a mitzvah kiyumis. You're not obligated, but if you did it, you were in fulfillment of a mitzvah. So examples of mitzvah kiyumis are Maaser behema, trumas and Maasers on vegetables, v'yaderach zehiz b'rabbeinu, and then Rav Shechter quotes Rabbi Soloveitchik, that's all. There's a famous machlokas Ramban and Rambam. Is there a mitzvah to daven every single day? Do you have a mitzvah to daven every day? I don't mean Shemona Esra, the Amidah, our liturgy or formulation, our text of davening, but the whole notion, the concept that we daven every day. Is there a mitzvah to daven every single day? So the Ramban says, no, only Beis Tzara. The Ramban says, only in a crisis. The Rambam says, yes, you have to daven every day. So the Ramban would say, there's no chova. You're not obligated to daven if you're not feeling crisis. But if you daven even without a crisis, you still have fulfilled a biblical concept, a mitzvah d'oraisa. And this is so perfect because this is what we learned so much in the afternoon call of this year about the institution of Kriyas HaTorah. So the obligation to lane Monday and Thursday is that d'oraisa d'rabbanon. We saw it was instituted later to not go 3 days without Torah. So even though it's a rabbinic obligation, kiyum d'oraisa pshita d'ika, but when you read the Torah Monday, Thursday, you are fulfilling a biblical concept, a biblical concept. So v'hish v'shir rabbeinu l'gittin b'sugit z'man b'gittin v'od kam v'kam v'komas heich sh'izbir tamid heich sh'kol tikkun rabban ki indoraisa tikkun, and so on and so forth. So you see the notion that you can have something which there is no obligation, but if you volunteer it, you're nevertheless fulfilling a mitzvah anyway. And there are other examples. There are other examples. For example, making aliyah, living in Israel. According to Rav Moshe has a tshuva, that yishuv Eretz Yisrael, living in Eretz Yisrael, is not a mitzvah chiyuvis. There is not an obligation, but of course, one who lifts and changes their life and moves to Israel fulfills and achieves a mitzvah chiyuvis. And there are several other examples as well. So, the way Rabbi Soloveitchik, the way Rav Shechter understands the Gra, is that the Gra is interpreting the Gemara to be saying the following. The first night of Pesach, or the first two nights in Chutz La'aretz, there's a mitzvah chiyuvis. Whether you're in the mood or not, part of the Pesach Seder is an obligation to eat matzah. But after the first night of the first two nights, even according to the Gra, even though there's no obligation to continue eating matzah, each time you do eat matzah, you fulfill a mitzvah. So someone asked me the question, if that's the case that you're fulfilling a mitzvah each of the nights afterwards, what's missing from our behavior? Why don't you introduce that mitzvah with making a bracha? Why don't we make a bracha on the kiyumis faction? By the way, another example is tzitzis. There's no obligation to wear a four-cornered garment, but if you wear a four-cornered garment, you have to have tzitzis on its corners. And yet we make a bracha on tzitzis. So we'll come back to that. We'll come back to that question. We'll come back to that question. Where did the Gra get his source? How did the Gra know this? Why did the Gra conclude that eating matzah all of Pesach is a mitzvah, even if it's not the same as the first night that you're obligated, but if you volunteer to do it, you're in fulfilling mitzvah? Where did he get that? So the Gemara Menachos Dav Lamed Vav is the following discussion. Nafkala Mehecha de Nafkala Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Bar Avuna holds one can fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin at night, and he derives the prohibition against wearing tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov from Rabbi Akiva. Tisan Rabbi Akiva Omer Yochel Yan Echadu Tefillin B'Shabbos Azav Yom Tovim. Why don't we wear tefillin? Ukshartem Lo'osa Yadecha. We read about the mitzvah of wearing tefillin Shema every single day. So it doesn't distinguish there between weekday and Shabbos. So I wear tzitzit 7 days a week. Why don't I wear tefillin 7 days a week? So the Gemara says, Talmud Lomer, you know why? V'haya La'os Al Yodcha U'Latotafos Bein Einecha. Because Shabbos is an os, and tefillin are an os, and bris is an os, and you need two osos, you need two signs, two testaments. So the bris is the inherent one that's always there. It's complemented all week long by tefillin. Shabbos, I don't need tefillin to be that complementing os. Says the Tur in Archaim, Simon Lamed Aleph, Shabbos v'yontav lav zman tefillinain. We don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and yontav. So we know, we've learned this sugya before in the past. I believe it's online. You can find where we've learned it. But we know when it comes to Chol HaMoed, there are different menhagim about wearing tefillin. Should you wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Should you not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? the minhag Eretz Yisrael, like the Gra, is not to wear tefillin al Chol HaMoed. If you're going to put tefillin on, you're going to be hiding in the Ezra's Nashim, if not hiding in the attic, if not locked out of the shul altogether. There are certain shuls like that, that they have a separate section. Soon we're going to have, I don't know if you saw the new CDC guidelines today, that vaccinated people can be together in a room without wearing a mask. So now already, within 30 seconds of the new CDC guidelines coming out, I got the emails, are we starting a vaccinated maskless minion at BRS? So, soon you want to know, are you starting a tefillin Chol HaMoed minion at BRS? Should those who wear tefillin be allowed to mingle with those who don't wear tefillin? In certain shuls, they take that even more seriously than they do wearing the masks, even though Chamira Sekanta Me'isura. So, different minhagim, do you wear tefillin Chol HaMoed? Do you not wear tefillin Chol HaMoed? What is the debate? Where does that come from? The answer is Chol HaMoed. The intervening days of the holiday, Chol HaMoed, are partly Chol and they're partly Moed. But which are they more of? Are they more Chol or are they real Moed? So, what do you look at to know whether they're more Chol or whether they're more Moed? Maybe you look at Isser Malacha, the prohibition of doing Malacha. So on the one hand, Chol HaMoed includes some prohibitions of doing Malacha. You're not allowed to do creative labors for no reason at all, but yet we have certain leniencies. Even the question of whether Isser Malacha and Chol HaMoed altogether is a Machlokes Rishonim, is it Doraisa or Durabonon, the Isser of Malacha on a Chol HaMoed, is altogether a question if it's Doraisa or Durabonon. So Isser Malacha Chol HaMoed, on the one hand, it's not the same as the Isser Malacha on Shabbos and Yontif, but on the other hand, there is still an Isser Malacha. So how do we view it? So Tosfos says the following. So the Torah quotes his father that would wear tefillin and make a bracha on them. We have three opinions. Wear tefillin with a bracha, don't wear tefillin, or wear tefillin but don't make a bracha on them. And there's a big discussion, as I said, we've analyzed this previously, and it's worthwhile to listen to. But why are we bringing it up? Because the Gra is going to bring a raya. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos in source number 8. Tosfos in source number 8 says the following. Yatzu Shabbos v'yom tov m'shem atzma kriyim os. That we said, Shabbos and Yontov, you don't wear tefillin, because Shabbos and Yontov themselves are called an os. Says Tosos, why are Shabbos and Yontov called an os? Lo mishim da'asir basiyas malacha, da'afilu cholosh ha'moed shari basiyas malacha, ika os. No, Tosos says, Tosos is of the opinion that, chol ha'moed, you're allowed to do malacha. Chol ha'moed, there is no iser malacha. So why is chol ha'moed called an os? Why are Shabbos and Yontov called an os if on Chol HaMoed there's no Isser Malacha? So the answer is, Ika os bepesach da'asr ba'achilas chametz uvesukas t'chayiv besukah. So I understand, what's the symbol of Pesach? Because the prohibition to eat chametz applies the duration of Pesach. And that's an os. That's a sign that these days are special. So Shabbos is an os and it's a sign these days are special. And Yontif is an os and a sign these days are special. And what's the sign these days are special of Yontif? The fact that you can't wear, the fact that you don't eat chametz all Pesach, and the fact that Sukkos, you're obligated to sit and sleep and eat in a sukkah. And then Tosus gets into that maybe you are Asr b'malacha on Chol HaMoed. So that's Tosus and Menachos, but look at Tosus and Moed Katan. Tosus and Moed Katan says something different. And that's what I call your attention to in source number 9. In source number 9, Tosus says, look at the second last line. Yesh lomar, ho'al v'ochel matzah, the Yoshev Besukkah Ein Tzarech Os. You know what the Os of Pesach is? Uwa, says Tosfos. The Os, the sign, the symbol of Pesach, is not that you're not eating chametz. You know what the sign, the symbol of Pesach is? That you're eating matzah. So says the Vilna Gaon, what in the world is Tosfos talking about? You're only eating matzah when? The first night. The rest of Pesach, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah. So therefore, Chol HaMoed in the second day should not be an Os. Because if what distinguishes, if what establishes the os of Yontif is a mitzvah of eating matzah, if it were true that there's only a mitzvah to eat matzah the first night, then it won't apply to Chol HaMoed of the last days. Elamai, says the Vilna Gaon, says the Gra. The fact that Tosfos says, ho va'ochal matzah of Yoshev besukkah, Tosfos equates eating matzah, the duration of Pesach, with sitting in the sukkah, the duration of Sukkos. So since he equates the two, just like there's a mitzvah each time I sit in the sukkah, all of Sukkos, and I make a bracha each time I sit in the sukkah, all of Sukkos, even though the only obligation I have for a sukkah is the first night. Similarly, the only obligation I have to eat matzah is the first night, but I'm in fulfillment of the mitzvah of eating matzah the rest, and that's why I don't wear tefillin. Because the os of the mitzvah of matzah is present not only the first night, but the duration of Pesach. And from here, the Gra writes, look at the Bir Agra, source 10, the Bir Agra on the Shulchan Aruch, B'chol HaMoed, why don't we wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Ratzalomar, B'matzah V'sukkah. You don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed because there's an os. What's the os? Matzah and Sukkah. V'chein kasa b'hilchos gedolos, v'sefer ha'itim, shem agon, v'cheini b'zohar. The Gra quotes all of these opinions, and again, this is the Gra's compelling evidence, very persuasive evidence. Why did these Rishonim, including Tosfos and these others, say, you don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? There's already a nos. Just like Shabbos has a nos, so I don't need tefillin on Shabbos, so too Chol HaMoed has a nos, I don't need tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Aye, what os? So the first Tosfos of Menachos said, the os is the Yisr Malacha. But there is no Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed according to Tosfos. So what's the os? Maybe it's the Isser of eating Chametz. Okay, but Tosfos and Moed Katan says, no, the os, the sign is the mitzvah of eating matzah. Says the Gra, the Vilna Gaon concludes from here, you see there's a mitzvah to eat matzah all of Pesach, not only the first night. The first night is an obligation to eat matzah, whether you're in the mood or not, whether it wreaks havoc on your digestive system or not. But the rest of Pesach, even if you're not obligated to eat the matzah, but if you electively, voluntarily choose to do it, you are in fulfillment of a mitzvah. Now, as many have pointed out, this is not, the Gra is not the first to have this opinion. The Gra himself references here, Halachas Gedolah, Sefer Ha'itim, Mova Barash, Shem Agon, Vecheni Bezawar. The Gra himself identifies all of these who call the os eating matzah Chol HaMoed. Clearly they must have held there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, albeit a mitzvah kiyumis, not an obligatory mitzvah, a voluntary mitzvah, but a mitzvah nonetheless. But the Gra is not the first to hold this. The Ibn Ezra, source 11, Rav Avram Ibn Ezra, 1089 to 1167, the great Spanish commentator, he writes, Shivas yamim tam matzos tocholu zecher la'achilasam b'tzeisam mitzrayim. Why do we eat matzah on Pesach, 7 days? It is commemorative of that we ate matzah when we left Egypt. By the way, when I ate my matzah recently, my shmura matzah that I'm still eating, that has lasted 11 months, probably a year and a half, because the matzah gets baked at least half a year before Pesach, I understood why it's called lechem oni. You know why it's called lechem oni? Because the poor person needed to make the bread last. If a poor person had fresh bread grows stale and moldy very quickly. The poor person needed to make the bread last. So when they were leaving Egypt, they needed that bread to last. They wouldn't have an opportunity to bake fresh bread quickly. So, kilo tziva sheyochle matzos rak ne'achalem pesach l'nechatzos laila. Rak shivas yamim tziva le'achol matzos liozeche la'asher kar lachem b'tzeischem b'mitzrayim. You hear the language of the Ibn Ezra? Second line of the Ibn Ezra, source 11. You hear what the Ibn Ezra said? The Ibn Ezra wrote, Shivas Yamim, 7 days, Tziva Lechol Matzos, there's a commandment to eat matzah, Lio Zecher LaShakar Lachem, B'tzeischem Mitzrayim. We are reenacting, we are reliving the way they left Egypt. If we're reenacting, reliving the way they left, for 7 days they ate the matzah, we too, Tziva, there's a commandment to eat for 7 days when we leave. So you see, the Gra was not the first. The Ibn Ezra, who far precedes the Gra. The Gra lived 1720 to 1797. Ibn Ezra lived 700 years earlier. 700 years before the Gra, the Ibn Ezra is already using the language of a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days. The Chizkuni also uses similar language. Chizkuni lives between the two. So he lives only 500 years before the Gra. But also well before the Gra, 5 centuries before the Gra. And the Chizkuni writes similarly. He writes, Mikom makom. He writes, "Kesheinos enosan kigom matzah melarishon ve'elach mikom makom matzos tochilu shivas yamim k'siv klomar im achol matzah kol shivas hayamim mikom makom kiyem hu apasak ze shal shivas yamim matzos tochilu." So he says, if you eat matzah all week of Pesach, you are in fulfillment of what the Torah told us, that for 7 days you should eat matzah. So you see that preceding the Gra, the Ibn Ezra, the Chizkuni, and others already had this opinion. And based on this, Chassam Sofer says the following, source 13. The Chassam Sofer, who lived shortly after the Gra, Chassam Sofer says the following. Mashakas v'atosos, yantav sheni shegolios, maktishim, talks about tefillin, ein menhaga, ein raya mishum. He goes through all discussion. But the Chassam Sofer basically says the following. We don't have so much time, so I'll tell you what he says outside. He says that, how can you say vitzivanu at the second Seder? How can you say Vitzivanu? Heichon Tzivanu? Where did Hashem say the mitzvah of Al-Achilas Matzah, the second Seder? We're only eating Matzah, the second Seder, because Menagavasinu V'Yadeinu, Sveika D'Yoma. We're not really sure what day it is. So it's a derabanan. So how can you say v'tzivanu? So if you look, he writes 2, 4, 5 lines down. Like Tosfos writes, mitzivanu tkiya shofar ein raya. De Rosh Hashanah lav mimin hagahu elam ikra takana. Mikom makom matzinu dachilas maras alel beis shapesach. Lo tirtzu kloma emes ki arash de brachas varan de sukkah maisi raya. Mitzivanu dachilas matzah belel beis shapesach. Lezei yishlomer ktsas, this really kishitas hachizkuni ala Torah. De mitzvah ika bachilas matzah kol zayin. Afagav dehi rishus. So he says you don't make a bracha the rest of Pesach. But the second night, there's a little bit more flexibility to make a bracha on matzah, because even though it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis min haTorah on the second night, there still is a mitzvah kiyumis. So the Chassam Sofer quotes this chizkuni, halacha lemaisa, in understanding and analyzing and justifying why we can make a bracha vitzivanu on matzah at the second Seder. So the Ibn Ezra and the Chizkuni are not just meant theoretically, but they're meant practically or halachically, at least in interpreting and understanding the halacha, that the Chassam Sofer is justifying reciting the bracha vitzivanu on the second night, specifically with matzah in contrast to maror, because when it comes to matzah, there's still a mitzvah kiyumis even after the first night, even after the first Seder. You also see, not only the Ibn Ezra, and not only the Chizkuni, you see this in the Baal HaMor and the Me'iri, two more Rishonim, who also agree, the Gra. Again, this perspective, this opinion, is most often and most famously associated with the Gra, but it precedes the Gra, by at least 700 years. The Ibn Ezra, the Chizkuni, and now the Baal HaMor and the Me'iri. Baal HaMor of Zerachya HaLevi, 1125 to 1896. And the Baal HaMor is dealing with the following fascinating question. Why don't we make a bracha? Why don't we make a bracha? Yesha olam b'achilis matzah matam inon mavarchan ala kol shiva, kemo shu mavarchan ba'asuka kol shiva. Hagamrina mehadadi, shilayla rishon achova, mikan ve'elach rishus, be'ema matzah ve'em besuka. So we learn one from the other. And we learn that whether I'm in the mood to eat in the sukkah or not, the first night I have to eat a kazayas of bread, in the sukkah the first night. I have to be yotze achila in the sukkah the first night. Similarly, Pesach, the first night, I have to eat matzah. So just like both, the obligation is technically the first night, and the rest of that holiday, it's optional, it's voluntary. So then why all of a sudden do we have this distinction? When it comes to sukkahs, if I sit in the sukkah the rest of sukkahs, I make a bracha before I eat. So why do I make a bracha when I sit in the sukkah the rest of sukkahs, but I don't make a bracha when I eat matzah the rest of Pesach? As I frek the Baal HaMor, this is the question of the Baal HaMor. Good question? It's a great question. It's a great question. If there's a parallel between Pesach and Sukkot, if there's a parallel between matzah and sukkah, so both I'm obligated in the first night, and both I'm allowed to volunteer subsequent, so then sukkah, I make a bracha, leshev basukkah, the duration of Sukkot. Why don't I make a bracha, alachilas matzah, the duration of Pesach? Now, what would you answer? What would you have answered before the shir? You would have said a very simple answer, because the comparison between Sukkot and Pesach only goes so far, that there is a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah the rest of Sukkot. I'm not obligated, but if I want to eat, I have to do it in the sukkah. But I would have said there's no such obligation when it comes to matzah. There's no mitzvah matzah. You can enjoy cracker the rest of Pesach. You can't eat bread. If you want something like bread, the only option you have is a cracker called matzah, but there's absolutely no religious component in eating the matzah the rest of Pesach. That's what I would have answered. Is that what you would have answered? That's what you should have answered. Sukkot, there's still a mitzvah when I sit there. Matzah, there's no mitzvah when I eat it. That's what I would have answered. That would be the simple understanding. That is not what the Baal HaMor answers. V'yesh lahashiv, in the fourth line, l'visha adam yacho b'shar yamim la'amod b'lo achilas matzah, v'yanizun ba'orez v'dochen v'chol mini peros. He was Svardi. So he says, you know, the rest of Pesach, you could not touch matzah after the first night. You'll eat rice, and you'll eat beans, and you'll eat lentils, and you'll eat fruit and vegetables and meat. You will subsist on many delicious foods, and you'll simply forego eating matzah the rest of Pesach. Masha'in came besukkah, that option is not available to you in the sukkah. Why? She'in yachal lamed below she'in ha'shloshi yamim. A human being can't go 3 days without sleeping. v'chayiv lishon b'sukkah. And once you're going to sleep, you have to sleep in the sukkah. Ula ta'alba. Fahinu da'amirin b'shabbos perek Rabbi Lezer mila. Matza v'chol machshira. Dochen es ha-shabbos d'Rabbi Lezer. Minola Rabbi Lezer hai. Imi sukkah. Ma'ala sukkah shkenu agiz balelos kibi yamim. Zot ha'am shem avarchan ma'al sukkah koshiva. Ve'im avarchan ha-matza koshiva. V'tam nachon hu. The Baal HaMor is very confident in his answer. So what's the Baal HaMor's answer? The Baal HaMor's answer is, matza, I always have the option of not eating it the rest of Pesach. So I don't make a bracha on it even when I do eat it. But sukkah, I don't have the option of not involving the sukkah the rest of sukkahs. Why? Because a human being can't go 3 days without sleep. And if you sleep, the sleep has to be in the sukkah. So by definition, I'm going to be back in the sukkah after the first night, whether I want to, whether I like to, whether I choose to. By definition, I need to sleep. And I'm not allowed to sleep outside of the sukkah. So by definition, I'm going to find myself back in the sukkah. So Pesach, you could go without matzah after the first night. Sukkos, you cannot go without being in the sukkah after the first night. And therefore you make a bracha leishit basukkah, but you don't make a bracha al achilas matzah. Now, we can analyze the answer of the Baal HaMor, because that's fascinating in and of itself. But before we even get to that analysis, you have a simple question to ask. Why didn't the Baal HaMor give the easier answer? That there's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, a voluntary mitzvah, not an obligatory mitzvah, but a voluntary mitzvah. But there's no mitzvah, eating matzah. There's no religious components, eating matzah. Why didn't he give that answer? Elamai, what do you see? Rav Asher Weiss and many others point out in the Baal HaMor. What you see is the Baal HaMor was assuming that there is a mitzvah in eating matzah. If there was no mitzvah kiyumis in eating matzah koshiva, then why did he have to come up with this other answer, this other distinction? He could have simply answered, there's no mitzvah in eating matzah all week, but there is a mitzvah in sitting in the sukkah. The fact that he didn't give that answer means he holds that there is a mitzvah, just like the Ibn Ezra, just like the Chizkuni, just like the Vilna Gaon later. The Meiri says similarly, Afa pisha pasakten she'in chova v'achila l'balel l'rishon v'varchem b'alei she'besuk ha'koshiva ein adoma l'matza, she'amatza ein ba'ela achila ve'ein chiyav achila se'ela l'alel rishon. V'arei efshala b'dvarim acherim. Ava suka mitzvasa af yeshiva v'sheina v'arei l'inyan eilu chayav b'em koshiva she'arei efshala shiva yamim b'lo yeshiva v'sheina. So therefore, he comes to the exact same conclusion as the Baal HaMor. So what we've seen is that there are several, and it's not just the Baal HaMor, and it's not just the Meiri, the Sefer HaItur, the Tshuvas HaRashba, the Magen Avram. The Meiri himself is going to reject this. The Meiri says, V'yesh meforsh metam zesh ha-matzik she'ochel koshiva, eina ochel mimena l'shem chova. The Meiri himself says that there's no mitzvah to eat matzah on Pesach. So why didn't the Baal HaMor give that answer of the Meiri? Because the Baal HaMor holds that there is a mitzvah, ki yumis, to eat matzah on Pesach. But the Meiri, after rejecting the opinion of the Baal HaMor, says a much easier answer, which is, Sukkos, there's a mitzvah to be in the sukkah. Pesach, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah. It's not just the Meiri, Sefer Itur, Tshuva Zarash, Magen Avram, they all reject. Rav Asher Weiss also jumps in. So what we've seen so far is that the simple understanding of the Gemara is, there is a mitzvah to eat matzah the first night of Pesach. If you eat matzah after the first night, you're not even getting a mitzvah. There's no religious component to it. Came along the Vilna Gaon and he said, there's no obligation to eat matzah. But if you voluntarily eat matzah, you are fulfilling a mitzvah. Then we showed he's not the first one who said it. First of all, where did he get it from? Tosfos. The fact that we call Chol HaMoed an os. And Tosfos says, what's the os of Chol HaMoed? That achilas matzah, you see that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, even a Chol HaMoed, even after the first night. The Ibn Ezra, the Chizkuni, the Baal HaMor agree. The Meiri and these other Rishonim, the Itur, the Tshuva Zarashva, disagree. And comes along Rav Asher Weiss, we'll end with this for today and pick it up next time. Hamakar achashu b'yosef v'divri avasin Rishonim me'anchili m'reshes halacha v'dorak parshanei ha-mikra hu ma she'yish l'dakta k'divri achronim anal m'divri Baal HaMor. He quotes our raya from the Baal HaMor. And he says it's much more significant. Why? He distinguishes. He says, the Ibn Ezra, he's parshanei ha-mikra. Ibn Ezra's nice perish in the Mikros Gedolos. Chizkuni, nice perish in the Mikros Gedolos. But the Baal HaMor is migdolei halacha, manchilei moreshes halacha. The Baal HaMor is a giant in the transmission, the chain of halacha. Umeola meyatema be'inai lama lo tirtz betachlis apashas lo ocha besukka koshiv vadi mekai mitzvah sukka teshu shivaz yamim. Uvedinu shivarech aval ocha matzah koshiv einu mekai mitzvah klal. V'yazema mevarech. The Maharil and others. The fact that we didn't answer that way is why? Because the Baal HaMor himself, this great halachic source, not just mi parshanei hamikra, I never would have distinguished between the two. It takes a Rav Asher Weiss to distinguish between the two. The Ibn Ezra, the Chizkuni, they're parshanim ala Torah. But the Balamor is a great halachic source. And the Balamor also, you see from what he didn't answer, what he holds. In other words, the analysis reveals the Balamor's assumption. And what was his assumption? His assumption was eating matzah all Pesach is a mitzvah, not an obligatory mitzvah, but a fulfilling mitzvah if you choose. Other achronim bring a raya to this from elsewhere. We'll pick up with it next time. The Pnei Yeshua and the Chazon Yechezkel of Yechezkel Abramsky, again, not just the Gra, they also bring two more pieces of evidence that eating a matzah all Pesach is a mitzvah. Is a mitzvah, not just something you can choose to do, but is a mitzvah. Mirtz Hashem will pick up with this next week. Have a phenomenal day.